Ever feel like your credit score has a bigger say in your life than like anyone else?
It's true. It's this number that's like way too important.
It really is. And so many people, they just don't know how to even approach it, you know? Especially when you're just starting out or if things have been rough financially.
Right. Like, where do you even begin?
Exactly. So that's why we're diving into Kickoff today.
They've got some interesting stuff going on.
They do. They promise to help build credit. And we really dug into what they're all about.
Yeah, went through their materials with a fine-toothed comb.
Totally. And the first thing that jumped out, they've got this credit account. It's kind of their flagship thing, you know?
Yeah, it seems like their main focus, yeah.
And they make it so simple, even if you've never even looked at your credit score before.
Which is smart because a lot of people get overwhelmed by all the credit stuff, you know, jargon reports, it's a lot.
Oh, for sure. But what I found interesting is how Kickoff really focuses on those big three credit factors: payment history, credit utilization, and account age.
Those are the heavy hitters for sure.
Okay, but for someone who maybe hasn't memorized the credit score playbook, break those down. Why are those the three?
Okay, imagine you're asking someone to loan you something valuable. Maybe it's a rare book, right?
Okay, I'm with you.
You want to be sure you'd get that book back, so you'd want to know a few things. First, has this person borrowed books before and returned them on time? That's payment history.
Makes sense. Are they reliable?
Exactly. Then, how many books do they have out right now? Are they juggling a ton or just this one? That's like credit utilization. Are you using up all your available credit?
So it's like, are you overextended?
Exactly. And then lastly, how long have they been borrowing books? A long library card history probably means they're good for it. That's account age in credit terms.
It's about building that trust, showing you're responsible.
Exactly. And Kickoff knows this matters. Even in their materials, they're saying their credit account helps you build credit fast with no hidden fees, all that good stuff. They want it to be secure and simple.
Right. I saw those phrases too. And I think it's important we do this. How much of that is marketing and how much is the real deal?
Yeah, gotta keep it real.
For sure. So let's break it down.
Okay, so here's the thing. Kickoff does report to all three major credit bureaus, Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion. That matters.
Because those are the reports lenders actually look at, right?
Exactly. This isn't some made-up system. So they check that box for sure.
Okay, good to know. But they keep saying build credit fast. How fast are we really talking here?
That's where we have to, you know, maybe pump the brakes a little on the hype train.
Meaning.
Building good credit takes time. Think of it less like instant ramen, more like, I don't know, growing a garden or something.
You're in it for the long haul.
Yeah, it's about consistency. You don't
Yeah.
just plant a seed today and have a watermelon tomorrow, right?
Right.
You need to nurture it.
It's a process. Got it. No shortcuts when it comes to credit. But speaking of their strategy, I did notice something about how Kickoff handles that whole credit utilization thing.
Oh, yeah.
It seems almost clever, like they've built in this kind of safety net.
Well, they do have that store, right?
Yeah, with the items that start at like 10 bucks or something.
Exactly. And that's key because remember, credit utilization is about how much of your available credit you're using. If the first thing you do is finance a $10 item,
You're starting super low.
super low, which looks good from the get-go.
It's like taking out a tiny loan to prove you can handle it.
Exactly. Low stakes, shows responsibility, they're strategic about it. And don't forget the app.
Oh, right. They've got the mobile app for keeping track of everything.
iOS and Android makes it easy to stay on top of things. But it's important to clarify, you can't use the Kickoff credit account like a regular credit card.
Right. It's not for like your daily coffee run.
No, it's
Yeah.
for purchases within Kickoff, like financing their credit builder plans.
Okay, tell me more about those plans because I saw them mentioned, but I wasn't totally clear on what they are.
It's how they make sure your payments get reported, basically.
So it's like you're paying for their credit building service through the credit account.
Exactly. And those payments, because they're reported, demonstrate that you're making on-time payments.
Even if you don't have other credit history to show yet.
Right. It's like a controlled environment to build
Yeah.
that positive history. They have a few different plan tiers too.
So it's not one size fits all.
Right. Different options depending on what you're looking for. But hey, we should probably address the elephant in the room.
Oh, right.
What elephant? That whole arbitration agreement thing.
Oh, right. We did say we were going to get into that.
Yeah, it's in their terms and conditions, and it's important to know what it means.
Definitely. Transparency and all that.
Exactly. So basically, it means if you and Kickoff have a disagreement, it won't be settled in a regular court.
No, suing them for $1 million.
Probably not going to fly, no. It goes to a neutral third party instead.
And that's usually final.
Usually, yeah.
Yeah.
Not always a bad thing, but definitely something to be aware of.
Good to know. But, you know, on a more positive note, there was something I found really surprising, in a good way.
What's that?
They keep your credit account open even after you've paid it off.
Right. Which seems weird, but it's actually great for your credit.
Because account age is one of those big three factors, right?
Exactly. The longer it's open, the better for your score.
Yeah.
And they're upfront about it, too, so it won't hurt your score to have it open, even if you're not using it.
I do like that transparency. It builds trust. But since we're talking about things that might not be obvious right away, any other potential downsides folks should know about? Like, you got to read the fine print, right?
Always. And in this case, yeah, they don't do a credit check to open the account, which is good, but they do need your Social Security number.
Which, I mean, most places do, right?
Yeah.
For identity and all that.
Right. But it's worth noting. They are collecting that info. They say they've got bank-level security, which you hope they do.
Yeah, you hope so.
But it's just something to think about these days, you know, with data privacy and all that. It's everywhere.
It's a trade-off, I guess. Like, you're getting the service, but they need some info.
Exactly. And everyone's got to decide what they're comfortable with.
Yeah.
And honestly, Kickoff even says themselves, they're best for people who are new to credit or rebuilding.
So if you've already got amazing credit, maybe not as useful.
Right. It's targeted. You know, it's for that specific group of people starting out or who need to kind of hit the reset button.
Makes sense. But okay, bottom line, does Kickoff actually work? Like, do people's scores go up?
They claim that people starting with scores under 600 see, on average, a 58-point jump.
Okay, that's significant.
Yeah, but huge caveat, and they say this a lot, it takes time.
Consistency, consistency, consistency.
They're big on that, which honestly is good advice in general.
For sure. But what about those times, you know, life happens? What if you miss a payment?
That's a good question. So they don't do late fees or charge interest on the credit account itself.
Which is nice.
It is. But, and this is key, if you miss a payment, it could still ding your credit score.
Because those payments are being reported.
Exactly. So even though it's not like a traditional loan, you got to treat it seriously.
Don't blow it off. Okay, good to know. Well, we've covered a lot about Kickoff. We looked at what they offer, the good and the maybe not so good. But I always like hearing your takeaways, you know, the big picture.
You know, what stands out to me is, this is kind of a new way of thinking about credit. You know, it used to be this big, scary thing nobody understood.
It really did feel that way.
And Kickoff and services like them, they're trying to make it, I don't know, less intimidating.
More accessible.
Right. And that's powerful, especially for people who haven't had the chance to build good credit yet.
Knowledge is power, for sure. Especially with finances.
100%. When you get it, you can make better choices.
Yeah.
You're not just relying on someone else to tell you what to do.
You're in control.
Exactly. And honestly, it's like anything else you want to get good at, right? Building credit, managing money. It takes effort, takes time. But the payoff can be huge.
Absolutely. So for our listeners who are like, okay, I'm ready to level up my financial life, what's your advice? Where should they start?
Don't be afraid to do your homework. There's so much info out there. Just be sure you're getting it from good sources, you know? Trusted financial institutions, government websites, that kind of thing.
And of course, listen to your favorite credit-obsessed podcasts.
Of course. But seriously, it's a marathon, not a sprint. Be patient, stay informed. Little by little, it makes a difference.
Love it. Well, on that note, that's our deep dive into Kickoff and all things credit building. We hope you learned a thing or two and feel ready to take charge of your financial future.
Here's to good credit and a great financial future.
Until next time.